It is Wednesday. It is time for us to check in with our friends over there at Winthrop University. It's called Winthrop Wednesday. And every other Wednesday, we bring in the folks from the athletics department to learn about the various student athletes and the teams there. And in the studio this morning, we have Coach Spencer Smith, the women's head soccer coach for Winthrop University. You're also the 2011 Big South Women's Soccer Coach of the Year. I want to drop that in as well. And Coach Smith, it's good to have you. Welcome to Palmetto Mornings.
Thanks for having us, Lucas. I really appreciate this.
All right. So what do you want folks to know, first of all, about the Winthrop women's soccer team? How do you describe the team this year? What's the personality, and what are folks missing out on if they haven't come to a game?
Well, hopefully they have come to a game, and if they haven't, we still have a couple more home games left. We'd love to have their support, certainly. But our team this year is made up of mostly upperclassmen. We have a large upperclassmen group. We've got seven seniors who've been absolutely fantastic for us so far, and then we have a sporadic of sophomores and juniors too. But it's a great group of girls. They work extremely hard. They're a lot of fun to coach. If you come to a game, I think you'll see a team that plays very hard throughout the course of the whole match, and play really well together. We have four or five girls right now who are currently sitting on at least three goals or more, which is unusual for a team in college, for that matter. So we're getting contributions from a lot of players. And as I said, our seniors have done a fantastic job.
In the Big South, where are we ranked currently in the Big South?
Right now we're third. We still have three games left. Mm-hmm. Anything can happen, certainly, but we're hoping to finish in the top four. If we finish in the top four, we would get a first-round home match for our tournament, for the Big South tournament. Eight teams get in. There are 11 teams in the conference. Eight teams get to the tournament. If we finish in the top four, we would host a first-round game, which would be great. Which would be super on our part.
And for you all, who's your big rival in the Big South?
Oh, they're all big rivals.
That is a good point.
You know, I mean, it may sound cliché-ish, but whoever we're playing on the day is our rival. And you literally have to take it one game at a time. And we talk about that all the time, is, hey, our next opponent is the most important opponent. So they're all tough games. They're all, demanding. But really, they're all rivals as far as we're concerned.
We're catching up with Coach Spencer Smith, the Winthrop head women's soccer coach. And, Coach, what is it? So you're now in your 10th year?
10th year, yeah.
At Winthrop. Yep. And talk a little bit about your soccer journey. When did you play as a young kid? How did you get interested? How did you make the switch from player to coach? Talk a little bit about your soccer journey.
Well, it is a long journey. I've been doing this for 32 years. So I started off at a small school in Tennessee, and then kind of grew. But I was on the men's side for 20 years. Mm-hmm. Then the job at Winthrop came open, and loved the area, loved the school, knew a lot about Winthrop, being in at a Big South school previously. So when the job came open, was fortunate enough to get it. Like you said, I've been here 10 years, it's just such a great place. Winthrop, Rock Hill, the whole York County area. It's just a great place. It's a great place to raise kids. And my wife and I have just, have had a wonderful time so far, and look forward to the next 10 years.
Oh, well, we're lucky to have you for sure. What's it like coaching the ladies at this point in their life? College, they're thinking of what's their next step, either continuing on professionally or career. Like, what role do you play into that, also being their coach, but also their mentor?
What is great about coaching college athletes is just seeing them mature through their 4 years. Mm-hmm. They come in as 18-year-olds, they're kind of starry-eyed, like really don't know what's going on. And then when they become seniors, they have a plan in life and they know what direction they want to take. And just seeing that maturation throughout the 4 years is really, really cool. Coaching the ladies and coaching the women, I've had the pleasure of coaching both. When you coach the ladies, they really grip to you as a coach, and you really want to please the coach, and they're a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. There are times that are you have to get through a little bit and work hard with each other, and the communication's got to be there. But for the most part, they're just a blast to coach.
When you look at the soccer venues that we have now popping up in York County, does that excite you, knowing that kids are starting early and they've got good facilities? that you're looking at maybe recruiting down the line? How does that help you when you are thinking about 5-10 years from now, your recruitment?
Yeah, the facilities in our area with Manchester Meadows and some of the other facilities mm-hmm. popping up. I know that Catawba Ridge is now, the high school is now put in a lot of soccer mm-hmm. fields and football fields and things of that nature. So the facilities around here are fantastic. Certainly nothing to like when I grew up playing, far cry from it. But it really is helping attract kids to play because they have such great facilities. On top of that, they're now getting really, really good coaches at the club levels, at the youth levels. And soccer is growing by leaps and bounds, as you well know. Mm-hmm. So yeah, facilities play a huge part of that. And you know, it helps us recruit locally now that we're having more kids, more girls playing in the community. And they're playing, you know, some quality opponents and competition. And it's just growing, you know, tremendously.
We are so proud to have Winthrop University in our backyard. We sometimes might take it for granted, but get out there, support the school, support student athletes. I'm always impressed with the workload, classroom load that student athletes have on their backs, as well as the physical, mental load of playing a sport in college. And it's impressive to see. And I know it means a ton of support when they have people in the community, complete strangers, come out to root them on, because they might be here for 4 years and then go on back to their home school or their home community. But for 4 years, they're Rock Hill residents. And what we can do is just continue to support the program and these student athletes. And for you as a coach and with these ladies, you want to look up in the stands and see them full, and you want to see people rooting you on, because I can only imagine the excitement and the motivation it gives you all to continue to win.
Absolutely, absolutely. The support we get from Rock Hill is great. And that's what we're hoping for. We're hoping for the fans to come out and to you know, like you said, these, you know, athletes put a lot of time and energy and there's a lot of demands playing in Division I athletics. And for us to have the support from the community is just tremendous, and it helps us, and it motivates our kids. When we see fans coming out and rooting us and cheering us on, in football, they have the 12th man. Well, in soccer, you know, that's what we want to have, is the 12th man, too. Or in basketball, the 6th man, whatever the case might be. But we need those fans to come out and support us and help us along the way. And it does. It makes a huge difference. And it establishes – our girls reestablish relationships, mm-hmm. too. The athletes reestablish relationships with people in the community. And they hold on to those relationships as they move on in life, which is really cool.
It's fantastic. All right, when can we see the Winthrop women's soccer team in action next?
Our next game is away. That's at High Point. Okay. And then our next home game is next Wednesday at 6 o'clock against UNC Asheville. And then our final home game would be Saturday the 26th, I think it is, mm-hmm. At 1 o'clock, and that is our senior day. So that's a big game for us, certainly. So if you can get out, we'd love to have people come out and cheer these girls on. They're doing a great job.
Well, we are lucky again to have you as coach and the leadership that you've given the ladies over the last 10 years. Spencer Smith is the Winthrop women's head soccer coach. Good luck, coach. We appreciate it.